time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is home.
Okay, and we're, yes, we're on. It's 1:16, and today is Good Friday, of course. And a lot of churches will be having services this evening. I wanted to mention, too, where we go, our church is around 160, or more than that, over 160 years old. One of the oldest churches in Marion County. And we have Friday night, or tonight, Good Friday services there. That'll be interesting. And I'd be curious, too, to see how many come there. Yeah, we've got inside facilities now. At one time, we only had outdoor facilities. But anyhow, it's tonight at 7 o'clock on the Morrill Kirkpatrick Road, just north of Martell. Okay, now, I've got some prizes today. I've got an oil change again from Bill Huntsman. Huntsman's Olives for 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil. I've got a meal at McDonald's. I've got 2 tickets to the Palace Theater, Everyone in Harmony, with the barbershop chorus from Marion, the Marionaires. And I've got tickets to Mamma Mia. Yeah, if you win or want one of these, it's good for 2 tickets to Mamma Mia. Now, you have to come here and get your little sheet. And then you make a phone call and make it, and so forth. Okay, so it's 1:18, and the weather today is kind of like Good Friday weather, isn't it? Not always have we had good weather for, in fact, not always have we had good weather for Easter. It doesn't look like it's going to be a tremendous Easter. I can remember one Easter I ice skated to church. Yeah, that was a long, boy, that was a long time ago. Okay, so I got some, maybe hopefully some interesting questions today. That my first question is one that I brought up yesterday. There was a man born in Bucyrus who, when he grew up, was the president of his 1928 Bucyrus High School class. But he didn't stay in Bucyrus too long. He came to Marion and became very well-known in Marion. Now, of course, he passed away a long, long time ago. But who was this man who became very well-known in Marion? And he had a particular knack. I could tell you what his hobbies were, but that might give him away. Who was this man? Very popular in Marion. Very well-known. He was once on the Ohio State School Board and had his own office in Marion, of course. But what was his name? 7-4, and if you know, you can take your choice here. McDonald's, a Jags t-shirt, coffee cups, the oil change from Huntsman Auto Service, tickets to the Palace Theater for Everyone in Harmony, and tickets to Mamma Mia. So that's what we're offering today. Our number, in case you don't know, 740-383-9944. Now, another question I had yesterday, I don't believe we got an answer. Shelby, Ohio was noted for several different things over the years. most recently, last Saturday, noted for a 125-mile-an-hour tornado, which tore up a lot of Shelby, including every single automobile dealership. And boy, did they suffer a lot of damage. But the one of the products that was made years ago, they're not made now, but there are still some around. There are collectors for something that was made in Shelby many years ago. What was it? It was a kind of a recreational type thing. And I don't know if they still have it. They used to have a convention or a get-together every year of people with this particular product. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, can you name the mural artist that did the mural in Marion on South Prospect Street? Right there up above where the, where there's going to be a pizza shop and so forth, brewery. Okay, so I need the name of the mural artist. He's retired now. He did all the murals in Bucyrus. And I need to know what product was produced in Shelby, Ohio, many years ago, a collectible product. They're not made anymore. Or can you name that very well-known man? I think in a particular era, you could mention this man's name and everybody would say, yes, I know him. But who was he? A 1928 graduate of Bucyrus High School, president of his class. The vice president was a lady who founded the Aviation Nurse Corps in another era, of course, in, way back. Schimmler was her name. Okay, so she was vice president, and he was president of his class of 1928 in Bucyrus. But he was more, widely known in Marion. Do I have you thinking? Trying to think who this person was. Everybody knew him. I think about everybody in a certain era, of course. Especially back in the 60s. Wow. And the 70s. Okay, now, what else do I have here? I can tempt you. Oh, I know. A Lake Erie bait for walleye was something, it was artificial, wasn't, it was manufactured, a very popular artificial bait used on Lake Erie for years, and maybe it still is, I don't know. What was its name? You fishermen, are there any walleye fishermen listening? If there is, you tell me what did it have stripes on it? It was an artificial bait. And boy, it was a real killer for walleye. What was its name? I haven't heard it mentioned, though, in quite a few years. But it used to be, everybody said, well, if you're going to go fishing in Lake Erie, you've got to have blank. Now, what was the name of it? Hmm. I've got another question here, a local question. You remember Marion Grain and Supply Company on Vine Street? I remember it very well. The owner, I'm trying to have you give me his name. The owner for so many years of Marion Grain and Supply Company. Now, his wife worked with him. His wife sold candle scents. That's right. You could mix this up if you made candles. And it would give your candles, particular flavor, you might or scent. And I used to buy all the feed I needed for our donkeys. I used to buy it there. And a lot of different things I bought there in that line. You know, there was grass seed, there was hay, a little bit of everything. But what was the owner's name of the Marion Grain Company, Marion Grain and Supply, on North Vine Street. Now, about the only time you see it mentioned or see of it is our antique pictures that show a horse and wagon standing in their driveway. But that was before my time. When I went there, you drove your car there up Vine Street. Remember that? Yeah, Marion Grain and Supply Company. I used to advertise for them. I advertised, and I'm sure I made his name very well known in Marion, but that was some time ago. What was his name? The owner of Marion Grain and Supply Company. All right, now, where is everybody today? 740-383-9944. Can you remember? Now, I remember growing up a Catholic, we were assigned various hours to report to our church and spend maybe an hour or so there on Good Friday. Do you remember any of you involved in that in Marion? That was a long time ago, too. Are we still observing Good Friday to that degree today? Now, it used to be no one wanted to do any work or do anything on Good Friday. But we're in a different era now. It's things are different. It's now 1:26 and a half. And I'm surprised I haven't had any guesses yet. How about this one? If you notice out in the countryside, you'll see, little streams and rivers like the Olentangy. It's very rare that you'll see them clear, that you could actually see the bottom, because they're always muddy. Now, the mud comes from the silt in the bottom of those rivers. A lot of that silt washes in from fields, and that's what we're trying to prevent. We try to put up barriers of vegetation to hold back all the drainage into the rivers. But now there's one reason, though, why most of these rivers that are so brown that you can't see down, there's one particular reason why this occurs. And it's not because of the silt or washing in. There's another big reason why these streams and rivers are muddy. Now think about it. Do you know what I'm talking about? 740-383-9944. Well, I thought I might have some interesting questions today, but I'm sure not getting anyone that knows yet. Okay, I need to know the name of the mural artist, the name of the product that Shelby once produced that people collect now, are collectors of. It was a recreational-type vehicle. Or do you know the name of the man? He was so well known in Marion years ago. He has passed away, of course. He lived in, now this would be a big clue, maybe. He lived in Morrill. His work mostly was in Marion, but he lived in Morrill. And he had a big barn. He used to have a yearly feast there. Now, does that give you a tip? He was from Bucyrus, born and raised in Bucyrus, president of the class of 1928, but later on moved to Marion, became a professional person, and became so well known. What was his name? 129's the time. We'll be soon breaking here. I've got another interesting, I've got several other interesting questions. But name that lure that everyone used to use in going to Lake Erie. The artificial lure that you use for walleye. I don't know if it caught any perch or not, but it sure did catch the walleye. What was its name? It had a title to it. It was a spinner, but mostly it was in the shape of a shoehorn, but maybe almost that big. What was its name? You fishermen, you should know. Coming up on 1:30 now, stay tuned. We'll be right back. Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
2 jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't from the show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, we'll move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Phil Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll. WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Okay, we're back once again. And the time is 1:33. Okay. And, here's an announcement we just received. The Marion Police Department is seeking public assistance in identifying the individual in the, I have some photographs here, in connection with an armed robbery that took place at Ollie's around 11 o'clock this morning. The subject was last seen at the corner of the plaza heading north on foot. Woo! The subject is described as a white male, late 40s, early 50s, 5'11", 175 pounds, with brown hair, a goatee, and a gray scruffy beard, a long-sleeve button-up jean shirt, blue jeans, tennis shoes, a tattoo on his neck, and his hand. Now, if you have any information concerning the identity of this person, please contact the Marion Police Department at 387-2525 or 911 if necessary. The subject should be considered armed and dangerous, so do not attempt to initiate contact for that person if you happen to see him. Now, I got a picture of him here. Interesting. So, yeah, Lieutenant Gruber sent this through. I see his picture here. And that's the one thing. We need to upgrade our surveillance systems, because a lot of them deal with the original electronics, and nowadays we have such better cameras. If you notice, when they show pictures on TV, a lot of times, some will be absolutely clear, and others will be a little bit fuzzy. But now let me mention this once again. This man robbed Ollie's around 11 o'clock this morning. And this man was last seen at the corner of the plaza heading north on foot. Now, the plaza being that area where Ollie's is. Heading north on foot. But that was around 11 o'clock this morning. And this person described as a white male, late 40s, early 50s, 5'11", 175 pounds probably. That's about what I weigh. With brown hair, a goatee, gray, scruffy beard, long sleeve button up jean shirt, wearing blue jeans and tennis shoes, and tattoos on his neck and hand. Now, if you see this man, don't attempt to approach him, but call 740-387-2525 or 911 if you can't remember that. If you see this man, a robbery suspect at Ollie's. You know, good stuff, cheap Ollie's. Yeah. He won the, yeah. He held up, let me see, armed robbery at Ollie's around 11 o'clock this morning. Okay, now, continuing on. Are you all out there? Boy, it's kind of quiet today. It's kind of like a Good Friday afternoon, really. Kind of quiet. So I go over these questions. Again, I have more that I have not given you yet. I need to know the man who was very famous in Marion, who once was born in Bucyrus, president of his class of 1928, but then came to Marion. He was a professional. He had his own office in Marion. And he loved history, too. I give you a clue. Who was this man? And if you can name him, I will give you a choice. A meal at McDonald's, two tickets to the Everyone in Harmony, the Marion Ayers Barbershop Chorus, or I even have a gift certificate, one free car oil change, five quarts of non-synthetic oil, at Huntsman's Auto Service, 624 East Church. If you like to call them, 333-1118. Okay, the phone is ringing. This could be the answer. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes.
I would say the product from Shelby would be their bicycle.
Yes, the Shelby bicycle. Yeah.
And to guess at the Osiris guy is, just to guess, is Charlton Myers.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I know he was from Northern Marion County, Salt Rock Township.
Right, up in Morrill, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, you got her.
I love to listen to his program.
Oh, yeah. I was the engineer.
Oh, yeah.
I was not on the air at that time, but I engineered all of his
programs. You got to listen to all of them.
Yeah.
So, that probably wasn't too bad a show to be an engineer.
Oh, you're correct.
You're entertained at the same time.
And he got me so interested in history that some years later, you know, I dealt with Lady Justice and was president of the Historical Society in Marion.
Well, he made history fun.
Yeah, right. Oh, you know? I guess, yes.
Very good. He would have been a good teacher.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, okay. Yeah, Judge Charlton Myers. That's the man I was looking for. Now, does that ring a bell with you? Judge Charlton Myers, who was, he was in on the founding of the Marion County Historical Society. He and Trella Romine, they're the ones that founded it in 1969. That was the year. And I think, did they first had an office or a place on Center Street, but then down on South Main, a house was given to the society by Mr. Boyd and stayed there for years. And then before we bought the post office. Okay, Judge Charlton Myers. So now you know the man that was born in Bucyrus, was president of his class of 1928, then moved to Marion, actually lived up in Morrill, and every year had a big doings in his barn Every time I go through Morrill, I look at that barn and I remember when we used to have a big get-together there. And at one time, he had the back bar of the Allspaugh Pharmacy. It was in his barn. That's right. Oh, it was big. I don't know how he got it there, but it must have been very difficult. But then he gave that back bar to the Marion County Historical Society, and you can see it today. It's in the Historical Society building, which once was a Heritage Hall, which once was the old post office. Okay. A little background. Shelby Bicycles. Yes, indeed. Oh, did I give you the answer yesterday to the fact that waitresses and waiters had a particular thing made in Shelby? Did I ever give you the answer? I can't remember. 740-383-9944. Do you want to know what the answer is? The Shelby Sales Book Company. The Shelby Sales Book Company produced these, little pads. You know, I don't know how many pages they had in them, but a carbon copy was in there, and the waitress would put your order down and at the same time would make a carbon copy of it. Remember that? Shelby Sales Book Company. I wonder if there's any of those still around. They're not made anymore that I know of. But all waitresses had them because, well, they were so popular. And that company must have had a good salesperson, too. They got around to all the restaurants and said, hey, I've got just what you need. The Shelby Sales Book Company. All right. Shelby, the site of that terrible tornado of last Saturday afternoon. Wow. Okay, so I'll cross off Judge Myers. Okay. Cross off Shelby Bicycles. Now, what else do I have? Oh, I need to know the man who owned Marion Grain and Supply Company. Yeah, that was some years ago. And after a while, let's see, I think it was still there, when another man came to town. Now, this is an interesting story. Another man came to town. I don't know where he was from originally. Might have been Chicago. His name was Mike Malloy. Now, there used to be a radio program with that name, Mike Malloy, private detective. And to top it all off, Mike Malloy, when he came to Marion, got acquainted with me right away because I advertised for him. He sold feed, animal feed, dog feed, you know, all that stuff. He sold it out of the back end of a semi-trailer. Now, I don't know how many of you remember this, but he would park that trailer out about where Meyer is now, and he would stand in the back end of that trailer full of feed, and he had one of those coin changers on his belt, which I have one at home now. You know, you loaded it with dimes, nickels, and pennies, and you pressed on the lever, and you could spit out the whatever you needed for change. Remember those? Oh, boy. You'll find them now only in antique shops, and that's a rarity. But I've got one at home. Okay, now, yes, his name was Mike Malloy, and he did so well that eventually he rented the old gasoline station that was in front where Meyer is located now. There used to be, let's see, what was there? What's there now? The hotel or motel is located right where this service station was. And Mike Malloy took over that, rented it apparently, and sold his feed out of there, which was a lot more comfortable than selling out of the back end of a semi-truck. Now, by that description, of course, you can tell that was a long time ago. That was back in the 70s. And then, after Malloy left, he hired some man, and I'm trying to remember his name right now, he hired a man to work for him. Well, eventually, this man bought out the business and located it out at the corner of 95 and 98. Remember that?
Scott, you know there have always been rumors that Florence Harding murdered President Harding.
Yes, I have heard that.
Well, it's a bunch of bunk. I'm here to state without doubt Florence Harding did not murder President Harding. Now, Nan Britton. Jury's out.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play.
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches, as in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, we're back once again, and once again, we have prizes consisting of a oversized Jags t-shirt and two coffee cups, one from CRT and one from Jags. And I have two tickets to the barbershop chorus in Marion next Saturday. And let me see, make sure it was next Saturday. Yes, it was. It's on the 27th of April. That's coming up. And I also have a meal at McDonald's to give away today and a certificate for oil change. Yeah. Well, Bill. Yes. Bill, I always have a hard time pronouncing your last name. S-C-H-U-R-C-H, right?
Yes, sir.
former deputy sheriff and helicopter pilot.
And firefighter for the city. Old
firefighter, yeah. So you've been a little bit of bear. So what are you doing now? Are you retired?
I'm retired, just enjoying the good life.
Well, good. That's what I'm trying to do, too.
And enjoying the historical aspect of your program, I really
yeah.
do.
So. Yeah, I try to bring up some things, but the trouble is I'm older than the other younger generation, and they don't know.
I remember the old Banco.
Yes.
The building down on Center and David
oh,
Street.
Oh, yes, yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think one of our old safety directors owned that building.
Okay.
Dominic Sansoda.
Sansoda, yeah. Right.
So that's what, been...
Wasn't that some stretch of buildings right there, David's and Center Street?
Right, oh, right. Man. Herb's Barbershop
yeah.
was in there.
And yes, and I think that's might be where the Black Barber had the shop. And back in, well, that was, of course, back in 1919, when the black people were run out of Marion over because of a murder.
Right.
He said, I didn't do anything, I'm going to stay right here, and he did.
Mm-hmm. I remember reading about that.
Yeah, that's in Phil Reed's book. That.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many people remember the guard shanty at the Kenton Avenue Railroad
oh,
crossing.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's been many years ago.
I wonder if that's the one they saved at Union Station now in the front.
I think it,
it might be.
It might be, right.
Yeah, though, wasn't that something, a man that came out there and held the sign for you to stop?
Right. If memory serves me right, I think I graduated with one of the last people that ever did that.
No kidding.
And I think he's still around Marion.
Wow. Isn't that something?
So he would be fun to talk to.
Oh, he sure would. And probably have a number of stories about people probably that got angry at him for stopping.
I'm sure. Yeah. In those days, it was quite often.
Yes. Oh, my. Yeah, that was back in the heyday of the Erie Railroad.
Correct, right.
And there was one train after another.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
So I have a question this afternoon about CSX, which I'm going to ask. Well, I'm sure glad to see you today. It's been a long time.
You too, Charlie.
Yeah.
You have a good one.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. That's Bill Schurch, Schurch. Okay. Now, let me see, going back to Mike Malloy. Now, Mike, like I say, Mike Malloy came to Marion and sold dog food and horse feed out of the back end of a semi-trailer. Then he rented the old abandoned service station that was located where the motel is in front of Meyer. So he sold out of there until they sold that station. Then he disappeared. I don't know whatever happened to Mike Malloy. Well, Mike met another man to take over his business. And I should remember his name, but I can't recall it just now. But he's still in business. His location is out on 309 across from the Marca. And he moved to the old school, which is gone, at 95 and 98. And after that, he moved back in toward Marion on 309. So that's a little bit of history. Mike Malloy, Private Eye. And he was, not only was there a radio show called Mike Malloy, Private Detective, but this Mike Malloy selling dog food and horse feed was a private detective, only he was the kind that he went out and round. Oh, here's a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, the gentleman that bought the greenery from Mike Malloy was Gene Key.
What was his name again?
Gene Key.
Okay, yeah, oh, Keys, yes, Keys Feeds.
Yeah, he was from Carnington. He's out on 309 now.
Yes, right. Yeah, I used to buy a lot of, when I had donkeys, I bought all our feed off of him.
Yeah, and at Marion Green, you know how it goes when you got the name on the tip of your tongue.
Right.
On the tip of my tongue, I just can't.
I have that problem all the time.
Yes, but as a child, we used to go to Marion Green, and the gentleman and his wife always took care of my parents' order, because we always had special mix for our cattle, our horses, and our hogs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they always gave us, there were three of us kids, they would always give us our choice of candy bars when we come in, because
wow,
we were so well-behaved. And they were the sweetest people, and we're there for many, many, many years.
Oh, yes. You know, and I bought, he might have given it to me, some alfalfa seed. I planted it in the front of our house, and that alfalfa blooms and grows every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember Laird Alexander that way, too.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, sorry I couldn't help you on any of the other questions.
Okay.
But I do remember Gene Key. So.
Okay,
well,
Gene Key,
have
yeah.
A good day.
Okay, bye. So there you have it. But yes, Mike Malloy went out and he would hunt down criminals. And he would attach himself to them, just like you've seen on television. And he would escort those criminals back to wherever they were wanted. That was, so Mike Malloy was an interesting person to talk to, believe me. And Mike Malloy, and he sold his business to Gene Keys. Gene was from Carnington, yes, I remember that, oh my. And he's still going strong. I don't know how his back held up carrying all that feed. You know, I would go in to buy 50 pounds at a time of horse feed, and he'd have to carry those on his back out to my car. Yep, that was, History. Wow. Okay. Now, cross off Laird Alexander, Marion Green, and Supply. Now, who was the designer or the architect of the Palace Theater in Marion? Now, there are hundreds of people that should know that answer, if not thousands. The man who was the architect of the Palace Theater in Marion. Oh, here we go. Yes, go ahead, caller. Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Yeah, I couldn't remember in that beach tour, but back in the 60s, wasn't that when that plane crashed out there in the back of the field, back in that place?
Yeah, there was, just north of where the...
Yeah, well, out that area somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. It would have been...
My aunt and uncle lived right there in 98, right around the corner on the east side of where that plane crashed.
Yeah, it would be back of where the John Deere dealer is.
I was just thinking about that. That was like in the 60s.
Yes, I heard that one of the propellers was saved.
I never heard anyone mention about it. I just thought about it.
Yeah, 10 men from Continental Can Company died. Okay. Well, thanks, Bob. Okay, yeah. Now, that crash occurred, and, of course, most of you would never remember that. That was back in the, 60s. Continental Can Company, which was located in Marion. The Continental Can Company was across the street from where that packaging company is located now, or where the old Quaker Oats Company was. Continental Can Company produced the cans for kennel ration dog food made by, you know, the company there, Kennel Ration Dog. Oh, yeah, boy, that was a long time. And you could see the cans, after they were produced, went overhead on a conveyor right over into Quaker Oats and filled with dog food. Yeah. But the men from the Continental Can Company were coming to do something there at the home office in Marion, and the plane, which is a World War II, was it a B-24 or B-25? And they were noted for being kind of unstable. And it went straight down into the ground and buried itself, and all these men with it. And it was one of these things, too. And it's you might think it's strange, but when terrible things like that happen, people all become a little bit disoriented in their mind and look for souvenirs. And I heard that one of the souvenir hunters that came to that crash scene picked up a finger and carried that finger away as a souvenir. That's right. All these men were killed. I mean, they were buried in the ground. Oh, my land, it was terrible. That was a story going clear back into the 1960s. I remember our newsman at that time was Joe Ione. Wow, that was, you could go back, search the newspapers, and get the whole story. Like at Heritage Hall, they have all the old newspapers. I bet a lot of people search them for different stories. Okay, now, can you name the mural artist that did the mural on South Prospect Street in Marion, or the three other murals, or four others, in Bucyrus? He has retired from that work now. He was married in Bucyrus. Really loved that town. Did such great work that you can see today. All right, now, what's the name of that lure? Now, if you were a Lake Erie fisherman that went up for walleye, there was one particular lure that two words, and they rhymed. It consists of two words, and they rhymed. Now, what would that lure have been named? Now, here's an interesting one. CSX. You know what CSX stands for, don't you? Yes, a railroad. A railroad that goes through Marion east, west, north, south, and all around. It's one of the most popular railroads There's only, it seems like, a couple of different railroads in the country anymore. Well, there's BNS, Baltimore.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
The dog in the bank, world famous from Saint Martin.
Is that
called
sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no, sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry.
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice, non-alcoholic.
This has got guava berries in it in the bottom, and it's called guava berry rum.
Oh, okay.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Yeah.
By the way, I do want to wish a happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows. Turned 95.
Well,
yeah.
You'd